Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It's time now for Astrological Perspectives, hosted by Daryl Gaines, exclusively on HealthyLife.net Radio.
Hello. Good day. Good day, West Coast. Good morning, West Coast. Good afternoon, East Coast. Welcome to Astrological Perspectives. I am your host, Daryl Gaines, and what a special, special day. What a way to kick off the calendar month. I have a wonderful special guest today, Dr. Jamie Rabin, who we'll be speaking with shortly. But I just wanted to quickly talk about the energy of this very moment, as above, so below. And if ever there was a time to feel that this is a new beginning, I know we put a lot of credence on the eclipses, as I do, but today's new moon in Scorpio, where the sun in Scorpio and the moon in Scorpio meet, in a very powerful moment, a moment that speaks volumes for the ruler of Scorpio, Pluto, under the sky that we share, the energy of Pluto has been profoundly present in all of our lives, regardless of our birth chart. That said, today for all of us feels like the beginning of a new year. This is a very transformative time, my friends. I can't put into words how profoundly powerful it is, at the expense of coming off hyperbolic. This is not about change. And I know that we are in an election cycle, and that word change always comes up during elections. But this is truly transformation, where we collectively are dealing with collective power and personal power. How it plays out collectively and also in our charts. Regardless of our sun signs, we are transforming. There is such a moment of higher consciousness, an opportunity for us to step into what I feel is the best time to be alive in human history. A challenging time for sure, but ultimately, never before have we had the opportunity to step into higher consciousness as we have now. This new moon really sends off the Pluto-Mars energy that we'll be experiencing over the next 5 months. And you know, just not to make this an astrology lesson, but before we discovered Pluto in 1933, Scorpio and Aries were co-ruled by Mars. It wasn't until we looked up at the sky and we felt it. We felt that real, profound collective shift. When you think of what was going on at that time in 1933, we were knee-deep on this side of the ocean in the Great Depression. Pluto, straight to the point, speaks about money, legacy, finances, joint, but also the misuse of power. And in 1933, we found the rise of fascism. And here we are, looking across at 180 degrees at that moment. Hence, the words fascism often authoritative energy, but also this bridge into freedom. When you look at the chart of the United States, yes, born with the sun in Cancer, but its ruler, Jupiter, Sagittarius rising, higher consciousness, its moon, most importantly, Aquarius. The idea of freedom, the time has come. You know, over this month, we're going to see Saturn go direct. Over the next 2 weeks, we have an opportunity, what I really feel with every fiber in my soul, is a new year, where we have over the next 2 weeks, between now and the full moon, on the 15th in Taurus, not only collectively, but personally, get our home in order. Our home. And this brings me to my guest, my magnificent, wonderful, powerful, beautiful friend and guide, Dr. Jamie Robin. Hi, Jamie. How are you?
Hi, Daryl. I am wonderful because I'm here with you.
How do I make the connection with home? Well, it speaks volumes for what you do. What you do as a healer, and you stepping into this transformative energy with dealing with home, with understanding the power of home. Because when I look at a chart, when I have a session with a client, I don't look at the top, I look at the bottom, because it all starts at home, the nadir. Whether it be the trauma, whether it be the transformation, we always have to come back to home and get it in order. And without much further ado, Dr. Jamie Robin, please tell us about you and your stepping in to your personal Plutonian transformation. And it's not only because you are a Scorpio by sun, but, you know, and by the way, happy birthday. I know it's coming up. And I'm so thrilled for you. Because really, as I said, the time has come. But so much of your chart is about bringing this higher consciousness, health and wellness, and bringing it to that starting point, that most powerful point in all of our charts, regardless of the structure, regardless of our moon, regardless of our sun. It all starts at home. So I want to stop.
I don't want you to stop. I want you to keep going.
You know, Jamie, I don't want to be hyperbolic, but not only your chart, but you, your energy speaks for this amazing moment. This amazing moment. As challenging as these last 2.5 years has been, actually in the big picture, the last 14 years, but let's keep it close, these last 2.5, 3 years. A lot of us aren't recognizing ourselves.
Yes.
That said, please, Jamie, take the floor.
Well, it really does feel like the most aligned day for me to be talking to you. I feel like I felt it. I woke up this morning. I felt the new moon. I feel the Scorpio season. I feel the transformation. So, yes, feels very synchronistic to be here with you today. But to share a little bit about what I do and my journey into sharing it, what I really do is I connect people's inner sanctuaries to an outer sanctuary, meaning the connection between their inner self and their home. If we're lucky, most of us have a home, somewhere where we can call home. And really what it is it's a container of these sensory inputs that are affecting us, mind, body, spirit, every single day. what we see, hear, feel, experience within our home affects our lives. And our homes, because of that, are really talking to us. And they speak to us in symbols.
Mm-hmm.
And like, basically, an example of that is, I like to say, you have a dirty window, or many dirty windows, and you're feeling like you don't have clarity in the direction that you're going. You can intentionally create a ritual where cleaning those windows opens up the vision for you for the future. That's just an example. But I think it's also as simple as, what are you looking at every day? I have clients that are seeking so deeply partnership, Daryl, and they don't even recognize that they're staring at pictures of, like, a single independent woman, which, you know, or man, which makes them feel, you know, empowered, but doesn't
yes.
necessarily support the subconscious connection to partnership.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it's really, what do we want out of our lives? And is our home supportive in energy, in these sensory inputs, to help us become more aligned with what that is? Because in that energetic connection, aligning with the vibration of what it is that we're seeking, we can bring that more into our lives. But even from a scientific perspective, if you're staring at clutter every single day and it's creating stress and more cortisol in your body, then that over time is going to affect your thoughts, your beliefs. It's going to affect your neural pathways. And so therefore how you behave and how life shows up for you is going to be affected simply by the clutter that you have on your desk every day.
So, Jamie, our health depends on having a clean space.
And clean.
Literally our health. And forgive me for interrupting you.
Yeah.
But knowing your chart and knowing that you are a doctor and you have healed people through medicine, holistic medicine.
Chinese medicine, yes. I first studied Chinese medicine before getting into feng shui, yes.
Yes, but to bring the material world to the spiritual world that you've beautifully done, and when I look at your chart, and, you know, of course, I don't want to invade your privacy. I'm not going to share your chart, but the energy.
I'm an open book, Daryl. You can share whatever you want.
Oh, you know, I'm more Scorpio than you. I'm not a Scorpio. I've got that Mars Pluto in the first house. So when am I guarding? Here, everybody have it. No, but seriously, seriously, you have, because your chart is ruled by Mercury. And 80% of your chart is also material, because you have a loaded sixth house, the house of health and wellness, and you speak for it. You speak. I don't sit here in judgment, but I know what I know, and I know that you are the real deal. And at the same time, that you are living your innate essence, your purpose in this life. And what about now? The fact that you are ruled by the lower form of the mind, Mercury, that the higher form, the planet that rules genius, a higher octave of cerebral intelligence, is sitting, about to sit, at the beginning of your chart.
Hmm.
You are here with this, not only a new perspective, but an understanding, all of this esoteric energy that perhaps has come off as, you know, up in the clouds, new agey, mm-hmm. you're bringing it down to earth. Your time has come. And mm-hmm. the fact that you're making us clean our house metaphorically and literally is beyond. So thank you for that.
And Daryl, that's exactly it. It's cleaning it metaphorically and literally. So it's not just making sure that there's, you know, a lack of dust and debris, you know, which of course affects your health and well-being, but it's also what are you carrying with you from the past and surrounding yourself with it, and maybe you're not even aware of that.
Yeah.
It could be an item that connects you to a relationship that does not serve you anymore or one that you've let go of, and, you know, there's just so much that we carry with us when we're trying to create a new future for ourselves. And so it's cleaning out things like you, like energetically and emotionally as well as
physically. Yes. And I say this and I mean it again with every fiber in my soul. We are all under the same sky. We're experiencing this plutonian transformation. We are all in need of cleaning out both our literal, but more importantly, our metaphoric house as we step in to an amazing new time in human history. Is it challenging? Absolutely, without a doubt. But, you know, with voices and guidance like you, Doctor, we are well on our way. And, again, I don't want to be hyperbolic. Maybe it's my Leo moon, but our eyes should be burning. The future is so bright in spite of the challenges that we face collectively. And regardless of our charts, this Pluto energy is hitting all of us. All of us. And it really is about owning how it's happening individually, but knowing that we're all on this same boat together, and we have an opportunity to either sail into the future or go back to Jurassic Park.
I, for one, choose the future.
Yes, I concur. What do you see? What do you see as an agent of transformation? Haven't you felt it? Haven't you felt it over this last year? And
what I,
again,
yeah, what,
because,
what I see,
you know.
So Daryl, and you, I'm sure, see this as well, but when we clean something out, let's talk physically for a second. You're cleaning a pan that's maybe been caked with, you know, grease and old remnants of food you've cooked. When you're cleaning it out, like when you look at the pan and it's caked on there, it doesn't actually look that dirty or you don't notice. And
yes.
Then when you start cleaning it up, the sink then becomes a mess and it's full of, you know, dirty water and it can sometimes feel overwhelming, right?
Yes.
That's necessary for that to then go down the drain and actually clean the pan. So I've just felt that there's been so much coming up so that it can come up and out. And there's been so much darkness and heaviness that has come into the light the past few years.
Yes.
But it feels like it's necessary.
And you know, Pluto ultimately is about what lies beneath. But it demands that no matter how inconvenient that dirt is, or the truth is, we come clean. We come clean in every way. And be honest. And I know it's in the lexicon to talk about gaslighting, but that's why it's present. Because we're dealing with that energy, you know?
Yeah, because it's like many people have been bypassing so much for so long.
Yes,
caked within us. And now it needs to be transformed.
Yes. And that old adage is true. It's not the lies that we tell. It's the lies that we tell ourselves. You know, and there's such a need right now for us literally to dig deeper. It's not easy.
And I want to talk, and if you could please stay with me, we're going to go to a commercial break soon. But I'd like to talk about how channeling even some of that resistance, some of that anger. I know my producer, Jay, he's a baseball fan like me, and there was a great player named Roberto Clemente who says, I never play happy, I play anger. There's a place for this powerful anger. It pushes us ahead. And I'd like to discuss that on the other side. So I'm so happy that you're able to stay with me.
For expert guidance and unique insights, you need an astrological reading with the internationally celebrated astrologer Daryl Gaines. Get personal empowerment and clarity as Daryl's acclaimed insights, featured in top media and publications, brings you his unique form of practical astrology to help you navigate your life. It's easy to schedule your appointment. Just email Daryl at guidingplanet@gmail.com or visit his website at guidingplanet.co. That's guidingplanet.co.
Let's face it, we're all looking for great products at a great price because it's just a good way to shop and get the most value for your money. Well, here at HealthyLife.net Radio, we do that too. We do it for you. You won't find advertisers or affiliates that are not in line with our vision of bringing people a positive, happy, and healthy life. Although many advertisers come to us, few are chosen. Our advertisers are handpicked and specially selected to support our vision and give you great products at a fair price. So the next time you're looking to buy a product or a service, check out HealthyLife.net's advertiser page. Click through our advertiser partner sites. You'll be glad you did, and so will we. Because you'll help support HealthyLife.net, and we can keep our positive programs coming to you 24/7. That's HealthyLife.net's advertiser page. Do us a favor. Visit soon and often. It's a win-win situation for you, our advertisers, and HealthyLife.net. Just do it. HealthyLife.net's advertiser page.
Visit Daryl Gaines' website, guidingplanet.co. There you can book a 30 or 60-minute session or book Daryl on demand to get guidance through text or phone anytime you need him. Want to gift a reading to a friend or family member? You can do this right on guidingplanet.co. When you're there, sign up to receive periodic surprises in your inbox. Expert guidance with real-life impact for personal success and fulfillment. Just a website away. Do it now. Visit guidingplanet.co.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Astrological Perspectives. I am your host, Daryl Gaines, and I have the wonderful Dr. Jamie with me. So we were talking before we went to commercial. I had mentioned Roberto Clemente because it was something he said as a kid that really resonated with me, that when he played, you know, and he was a happy, giving soul. I mean, he died in the element of service, you know, taking on a plane, helping with relief aid. And but the physical body and how he used it was with anger has its place. And that's why he was able to hit 3,000 hits. So I feel that with Mars about to go retrograde next month, and we're in the shadow of it now, and it sets off with the Mars-Pluto. So we go back to the Aries-Scorpio energy of 1933 in many ways, where it coexisted. But I feel that over the next 5 months that we all have an opportunity to channel energy and maybe even sometimes our aggression. I'll say it, our anger properly. Not to misplace it. What are your thoughts, Jamie?
Yeah, I mean, I think every emotion has its place. And going back to that idea of bypassing that we talked about, I think it's important that we feel and harness our emotions, and anger, of course, being one of the, you know, most prominent emotions. In Chinese medicine, anger is associated with the element of wood. But wood is also associated with, like, new birth and new opportunities and motivation. And it has a really, in Chinese medicine, there's yin energy and yang energy. And yin energy is more of more of the restorative, quiet, still energy. And yang is the active energy, and it is what creates. And it is what transforms. And so utilizing anger is like utilizing that active yang energy, especially if we can honor the emotion and allow it to move through us versus trying to repress it. And then it can create great disease, like you said, really physically and metaphorically.
And that's you know, so powerful to hear, especially for my listeners to understand that over the next 5 months, we want to take care of our health and wellness as we transform, and not to internalize, because, you know, that was, you know, the choices that we make. When I think of people that were born with Mars retrograde. Normally we always think about Mercury retrograde, but believe me, there are so many more planets that have even more profound effect on us collectively and personally than Mercury. I'm not dismissing Mercury, but I think that Mercury is very misunderstood. It is a correction course. We're going to deal with that also going retrograde soon. But I'm not sugarcoating it. But it really is ultimately a blessing in the chaos. That said, when I think, Jamie, of the people, a few people come to mind that were born with Mars retrograde and the different manifestations of it. I think of two great men. I think of Martin Luther King Jr. and I think of Ernest Hemingway. And unfortunately, Ernest Hemingway let it go too deep inside, and he took his own life with that internalized anger, where Martin Luther King used it for a collective force into the future.
So it gets back to my... Those are such powerful examples.
Yes. It just gets back to my belief and how I practice astrology, that yes, this is what we're born with. We have an opportunity to play both sides with awareness. So when I have clients come, and I'm not, I love that astrology like never before is in the collective consciousness, but there's such misunderstanding, and I don't sit here with the ultimate holy grail, but I know what I know. And I know that it's misunderstood too many times. Things like, oh, I was born with Saturn retrograde. I was born with Saturn square, my moon. Okay, let's work with it. This is the card you were dealt. Ultimately, astrology is about having awareness, stepping into higher consciousness, and making a choice based on understanding. I feel that the universe, Jamie, is perfect. It's so beautifully orchestrated. As the planets orbit, creating the cycles of our lives, we have an opportunity, when we go back, to go forward. How do you feel, just in general, with retrograde energy? And how, healing-wise, would you apply it?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think it's always important to honor the cycles of life, because it's not all forward. It's a necessary contraction to expansion. You know, it is that the yin time, the yang, then the yang.
Yes.
And it's cyclical. And if we try to only live in the light all the time, it's imbalanced. So I feel like, and I love what you said about it's all about self-awareness, because that's also how I practice. It's all about learn about yourself and your true nature and accept that true nature, whether that is that you were born in a retrograde period of planetary influence or whatever it may be. And then from there, express who you are. And I just happen to do it also in the home. You know, make sure that your home is an extension of yourself and what you see and experience is in alignment with who you've discovered you are. But how you're saying it is just all of life, you know?
Yes.
Don't feel burdened by someone tells you something in astrology and you feel like, oh, I'm marked by this. It's like, no,
yes.
That's part of who you are. And how do you best express it?
And, you know, you spoke of our purpose. And when I look at your chart, you said your purpose is at the home. It starts, look at that energy in all of our charts that represents a huge part of our purpose in this existence. For you, it's located in the fourth house.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the bottom of the chart, the home. It is, forgive that passive word, almost. It is. You are living your purpose, and you're such an inspiration, not only personally, but as an astrologer, you know, to see the possibilities of one living their purpose and how clear it is. It's just, not only is it invigorating, selfishly, it's inspiring. And,
yeah, but I think the important thing, Daryl, I know, I just want to say one thing, which is that you've helped me with that, because that self-awareness, without that self-awareness and learning more about myself through astrology and all the other ways that I do it, I would not feel that I would be able to be aligned with where I am now, my purpose, and what I do with people. So it's just a testament also to what astrology can do to help people figure that out.
Yes. Well, thank you for that. And we've got to go to a commercial. And I look forward to, on the other side, talking about the moment in time, the United States presidential election.
Visit Daryl Gaines' website, guidingplanet.co. There you can book a 30 or 60-minute session or book Daryl on demand to get guidance through text or phone anytime you need him. Want to gift a reading to a friend or family member? You can do this right on guidingplanet.co. When you're there, sign up to receive periodic surprises in your inbox. Expert guidance with real-life impact for personal success and fulfillment. Just a website away. Do it now. Visit guidingplanet.co.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
For expert guidance and unique insights, you need an astrological reading with the internationally celebrated astrologer Daryl Gaines. Get personal empowerment and clarity as Daryl's acclaimed insights, featured in top media and publications, brings you his unique form of practical astrology to help you navigate your life. It's easy to schedule your appointment.
just email Daryl at guidingplanet@gmail.com or visit his website at guidingplanet.co. That's guidingplanet.co.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Astrological Perspectives. I am your host, Daryl Gaines, and I have the wonderful Dr. Jamie with me. Jamie, before I let this go, please, how can my listeners get in contact with you? And please, listeners, you must. This woman is a force of nature.
Yeah, the easiest way would be to follow me on Instagram. My handle is at Dr. Jamie Rabin, and my first name is spelled J-A-I-M-E. And it's a great time to follow me and see what I have going on, because just today, Daryl, I launched my Sacred Refresh course with a live session on the 21st, and it's all about transforming and clearing and revitalizing your home and your life at this time, this moment in time.
Congratulations. You couldn't have picked a better moment. Like I want my listeners to really hear this. Today is a true new year. If you want to do a resolution, if you want to start something, whether it be a diet, whether it be a new financial plan, getting out of debt, or consolidating, today is the day. Not January 1st. There's a reason why resolutions fail. Rarely is there energy behind January 1st. It is planetary energies like today that really set it off. So please, 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 let today be your New Year's resolution. And check in during the phases of the moon. Specifically the full moon coming up on the 15th. That said, wow, Jamie. Wow. I'm sorry, there's a phone going off, and I don't know why I have Do Not Disturb on. Forgive me. That's so strange. I have Do Not Disturb on.
You're getting a message.
Yes, I'm waking up. I'm waking up the universe, right?
Yes, exactly.
transcending. But coming back to this moment, the weekend before the election, this election feels exactly, but more powerfully as that turning point in 2008. I'm going to get straight to the point. And yes, of course, this is my personal preference, but I also believe astrologically the winner will be Kamala Harris. Everything about her chart up against the United States chart and the people, all of the players around in this most pointed time in recent history gives me not only personal satisfaction, and I try to, you know, put aside my personal feelings, but I know astrologically the time has come. We have seen the revolution of Pluto. The last time Pluto was where it is now was at the birth of this nation. And remember how we spoke previously over the last 45 minutes? What lies beneath has come up. That's why it's so polarized. In the next 5 months, of course, there's going to be many challenges. But collectively, regardless of our opinions, we're on our way. And the idea and the mission statement of this country as the leader of the free world, and Aquarius being the planet of freedom,
And the idea of freedom has come because Pluto has returned to the birth of a nation. What are your thoughts, Jamie?
Well, I believe really regardless of anyone's political affinity, I think we can agree that everybody is hungry and craving transformation in this nation. And that is why there's such that polarization.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like this deep need for things to change. And
yes.
It has brought so much up and out, like we've been talking about, for the entire nation. And it has brought a lot of what's not working, you know, so much of what we've realized in the system hasn't worked, won't continue to work, and now it's about, you know, welcoming some change. And like you said, more than change, transformation.
Yes. And look how Pluto, you know, Pluto moves very, very slowly. So many of us, you know, we don't even see a half revolution. You know, in our birth charts, every year we have a birthday because the sun goes around our birth chart. It returns, the solar return. You know, Mars, every 2 years. That's why when we turn two, it's like, mommy, I want the terrible twos. But Pluto rarely even makes a half revolution. And many people won't experience, say, Pluto based on their, you know, conjunct their sun or Pluto opposing their Venus because of its slow orbit. And because it has slowly moved over these last years, look at what has come up. Misogyny, racism, abuse. And also, all of these things come back to home. And starting at home, because that's where a lot of trauma starts.
Yes.
That's why it's so important when I have a session with a client, I go right away to home, because it starts there. And there is healing there with awareness. I know many of our listeners, everyone's very nervous about this one. Because,
yeah.
You know, on one end, we have someone who is just, I don't know, I mean, he's out of his mind, and you know, and it's very difficult for me because I think we all know people that support him.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends that do, and I just don't get it. It's like I'm showing them a picture of a mouse and an elephant, and they're telling me that the mouse is bigger than the elephant. And we have people, and I'm... You know, sorry, I'm going to call it out. We give credence to people that don't know whether or not we landed on the moon being the most listened to podcaster. And people with misinformation.
I didn't even know that. I mean, I know about the flat earth stuff, but I had not heard about...
you know what that all is? All of this conspiracy is because... You know, we've been beaten down so bad, and everybody wants to be somebody so bad that there's this contrarian, there's this need to, you know, express alpha male energy by being willfully ignorant, just straight up willfully ignorant, because, you know, I'll never be that Yale graduate or that elite. So... We're all participants, and we all have to understand that we're players in this. And, you know, we all make mistakes. I just feel that there's going to be a lot of nurturing to that alpha male energy, because men are having a very difficult time. You know, men, unfortunately, women... easily embrace their sun and their moon, the masculine and the feminine. Men have a hard time with that, but that's changing. I mean, it's changing profoundly, and I'm excited for it as we step in more to the female energy. It's the most powerful. Remember, it's the nadir, the bottom of the chart.
Mother, regardless of sex, is the sustainer. We're so concerned about the generator, it all starts at home. And on that note, let's continue on the other side of the commercial break.
For expert guidance and unique insights, you need an astrological reading with the internationally celebrated astrologer Daryl Gaines. Get personal empowerment and clarity as Daryl's acclaimed insights, featured in top media and publications, brings you his unique form of practical astrology to help you navigate your life. It's easy to schedule your appointment. Just email Daryl at guidingplanet@gmail.com or visit his website at guidingplanet.co. That's guidingplanet.co.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
Visit Daryl Gaines' website, GuidingPlanet.co. There you can book a 30 or 60-minute session or book Daryl on demand to get guidance through text or phone anytime you need him. Want to gift a reading to a friend or family member? You can do this right on GuidingPlanet.co. When you're there, sign up to receive periodic surprises in your inbox. Expert guidance with real-life impact for personal success and fulfillment. Just a website away. Do it now. Visit guidingplanet.co.
Stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Astrological Perspectives. I'm your host, Daryl Gaines, and this has been a thrilling, thrilling episode. One of my very, very favorites, Jamie, because I couldn't have picked a better time to have you on, because you're speaking, your soul, your energy is speaking for this very auspicious moment in time.
It was written in the stars.
This is a very auspicious moment. And I'm so happy and proud of you that you're launching this today, Living Your Purpose. And may I suggest that everyone visit, I strongly suggest everyone visit Jamie's site on Instagram. And Jamie, once again, please tell my listeners how to catch you.
Yes, sure. You can follow me on Dr. Jamie Rabin on my Instagram, but also if you want to visit my website, it's illuministaliving.com, which is I-L-L-U-M-I-N-I-S-T-A, living.com. And you can find the course under my online courses called Sacred Refresh. And now is the time for us all to have a sacred refresh.
I couldn't, you know, this is such an auspicious moment, really, truly. And to my listeners, please, please, please contact Jamie. She will have a powerful, transformative effect on your life. Value is what the next 2 weeks are about as we look at our value and collective value, as we look at our individuation and our shared resources. The two can coexist with balance, understanding, and the wisdom of Jamie as a leader, as a healer, as a minister, as a just as a purveyor of higher consciousness. And I have to tell you, I'm getting chills right now because I know that the time has come that we're stepping into the nadir. The nadir is mother. And mother, whether whatever existence she is, personally, collectively, past, present, or in the future, mother is here. It's time to go home. And it's not just the place. It's knowing yourself. It's knowing your courage. It's knowing your heart. It's knowing your mind. And yes, I stole that from The Wiz. But it really is.
Well, I see
Lena Horne.
I will steal something from Maya Angelou, who said, the ache for home lives in all of us. Something to that effect. And I think the most of the darkness we have seen is because there's been a disconnect to home within ourselves and what we surround ourselves with, but as an extension of who we really are versus who we think we should be or who we're told we should be. And that's why I just love what you share so much, Daryl, too, because the more we can get in connection, that stillness, that mother feminine energy, is that yin energy, is all about reflection and contemplation of who we are and who our home, like what our home really is to us. And if everyone could find a little bit more of that awareness, then I think we'd have a lot more harmony in the world.
Yes. And thank you. You so powerfully said one of my favorite words, in the stillness. In the stillness. You find that spirit in the dark, that plutonian energy. It is so transcending. True power is quiet. In that stillness, and I ask everyone this weekend, that regardless of our political point of view, that we move into the future and try collectively to heal. But again, it comes back to coming home, nadir, mother, the female energy. That's the reason why we have the most derogatory terms, and we talk about the canal that gives us birth in such derogatory terms. Mm-hmm. When it's life, and we speak so badly with the most derogatory terms, of the most powerful force in life. And that last time we had true connection. At birth. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you so much. And I just want my listeners to take the opportunity of your services. If ever there was a time, the time is now.
Yeah, and I will just say, I'm sure all of your listeners, if they have not already, they know that they can come to you. Like, your services have transformed my life. And it's just one of the most beautiful gifts that I give myself regularly, to be able to receive your wisdom. And thank you. I know you were talking about me, but I had to reflect that back to you.
Well, I appreciate that so much. It was, you know, as I said previously, you know, I look at your chart and it's like falling in love with astrology all over again, because it speaks, it inspires everything that I believe in, the possibilities to get through this. Not, you know, the sugarcoating and up in the clouds, new agey, but to bring it down to earth, to really feel it. And together, what we do is connecting with limits and understanding ultimately that once we've done all we can,
we are truly, truly limitless. But, you know, let's get our home in order, right?
Yes, let's get our home. Let's connect to our home, yes.
Yeah, it's so important. So, any parting thoughts?
No, just so much gratitude and to be able to be here on this day, in this moment, underneath the stars, this point in time. It's just felt so magical. And that's really what I wish for everyone and all your listeners, that we live in alignment with the greater forces of nature, and they can do things like bring us on the most perfect radio show on the most perfect day for us all to celebrate transformation. And this Scorpio right here is very happy to have been here.
Yes. I got to tell you, tears of joy. I felt that Scorpio moon mid-morning here on the East Coast. I felt all of the heaviness that I've been experiencing just lift. And even though in many ways I've lost, in a personal way, I've won because now I'm free. I'm free of, I had to return to the scene of the crime, of the trauma. And I'm so grateful for you, Jamie, for instilling the importance of home. And for my listeners, I'm so excited for the next 5 months. I want everyone to take care of themselves and to know, really, the best is yet to come. So may we all walk in the light. May we all walk in the light. May we take this moment and start anew. See you next month. ¶¶